6 of 7, Andy, before the All-Star break.
I'm excited.
What 10-game losing streak?
It feels like it's over. You know, well, if they catch a break.
It ended 7 games ago.
I know, but it could. It feels like they evened it out. They're pretty close to evening it out. You can laugh all you want. Sorry,
I'm laughing at Dan.
That I gave you my instant reaction to the fact that it looks like Dan's about to heave. It looks like he's heaving in laughter back there.
You are such a jerk, Jeff.
Yeah, I have my moments.
Can't we get someone to redo the song Dr. Feelgood to Dr. Redpen? Can't we just one time? Dr. Green.
This is an off-color four-color pen.
So Jeff is the king of the four-color pen, too.
Oh, they're fabulous.
In case you're wondering.
He loves those. This one is not typical. It's a lime green. It's a light blue. It's a fuchsia and a purple.
Congratulations to you on your multicolored pens.
Thanks. But I've used up some of them. I ripped some of them out. They're
gone. So if you run out of one color, do you have to go out and buy a new pen? It's like running out of Neapolitan ice cream and saying, "Wah, you ate all the chocolate."
The problem is you
can
end up with 3 or 4 of these bad boys all at the same time.
And then only one pen works. Oh, that's a shame.
And then you rip the ink out and you put them in the other one and you create your own four-color pen.
Are you serious? Have you done that?
Hey, Andy, my van had 396,000 miles. Do you think I'm going to throw away a perfectly good pen where 2 of the 4 colors work? No, well, I'm going to use it till I use up all the ink.
Again, I have visions of Bart Simpson going to the refrigerator getting Neapolitan ice cream, eating just the, or no, it's Homer, actually. Homer goes and he just eats the vanilla out of it. And he goes, and so you see the strawberry and the chocolate sitting there. He goes, "Oh, we need more of this Neapolitan ice cream." It's the Jeff Phelps way.
This is not a lifestyle for Jeff. It's truly an ethos. It truly is an ethos.
It's a big word, man.
Let's put it this way.
I got to Google that.
I'm not going to be renting a Lamborghini as my rental car. Right?
Hang on. Looking at the page.
Referenced earlier in our show.
Looking at the page and turning it over. Next. Yes. You going to watch the Derby tonight or not?
Yeah. You know, the Home Run Derby, it's okay. It's okay. Rob Manfred was just on TV, by the way, and he walked off set and almost ran right into the camera, like walking right at the camera.
It's all right. Nothing
it's a busy weekend for the commission of Major League Baseball. I don't really like the format of the Home Run Derby.
Well, you know, they changed it again. Here's what's new. The first round now features all 8 hitters competing against each other simultaneously, with the top 4 advancing based on home run totals. So it's none of this head-to-head bracket-style stuff anymore. That's done. That's over.
I also don't think you should lose. Like, if you hit 25 bombs your first time, you shouldn't get set back to 0 in the next round. Somebody's got to come get you. They got to catch you.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to go back to 0. You're right. You should have a plus when you go into the next round, right? Why? I hate that they scrub it back to 0.
Yeah. That doesn't make any sense to me. You already hit him.
Well, it's clutch. I don't know. I'm looking at some of these rule changes, and I'm still kind of confused. I'm just trying to find out who's in the Home Run Derby tonight. Are we going to be last-second cancellations? Are anybody going to show up at the last minute?
Tell me, is this a bad idea? This might be a bad idea.
Should
the Home Run Derby be, you know, the long-time hitting coach? Should it be the longtime college coach pitching you BP from the platform from about 35 feet? Or should they set up a jugs machine on the pitcher's mound and have it throwing 86 mile an hour fastballs?
So that everybody has the same speed?
Everybody has the exact same pitch. And it's not just like BP home runs. At the very least, you're actually hitting from 60 feet, 6 inches and trying to hit the ball out. Instead of just, you know, 35-foot basic little pitches coming in at about 40 miles an hour.
Jeff, I've never once thought about that, about leveling the playing field, and I'm going to actually give you credit for that. Because it's actually not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all, Jeff.
That's twice in this segment that you've said I was right or not a bad idea. Dan, can you make note July 14th?
The record has been noted thusly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wouldn't that be an interesting idea, though?
Your Honor, thank you.
It's like when Pete Alonso won it here. Mm-hmm. You know, his cousin who went to Woodridge pitched batting practice to him.
Facts that make me sleep better at night.
That's all kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, what if your pitcher gets all tense and choked up and you can't hit any?
It's part of the game. I mean, it's like
the guys, I would think
you
the
would
guys,
think you bring somebody in you could trust to throw BP.
I would think. But, you know, these guys aren't used to being in front of 30,000 people on national television.
Most of the time they're coaches.
Sometimes.
They're coaches.
Sometimes they're cousins.
Most of those guys, yeah, they get it. They understand it. You'd rather have them use the machine.
Would you like the machine?
No.
No, from 60 feet, 6 inches? The idea you just said was pretty good? Now you're poo-pooing it?
I just don't like it. I don't know. You know me. I don't like.
So you changed your opinion completely.
Not really. I think it's okay. It's not a bad idea, but I don't want robots taking over the world. Next thing you know, they'll be calling balls and strikes. They're going to be calling balls and strikes in the game, too.
Got to have somebody out there feeding the balls in.
It's actually the challenge system.
You could bring out your own pitcher, and he could feed the balls in.
How about an option?
There's an art to it.
Would you like an option? You could either, A, have...
No.
You could bring someone else with you.
They've got to do it the same way. I would think, you tell me, would there be as many home runs off of a machine throwing at whatever speed they determine, say 85? 85 mile an hour fastballs, or would you have more home runs with the guy throwing from 40 feet or 35 feet and just throwing, you know?
I think you would have more home runs off the jugs machine because the ball would be going to exactly the same spot every time.
I would think.
And once you figured it out, it's just a matter of fatigue at that point.
I would think you would have more home runs off of the person throwing the ball the shorter distance. Because, for instance, and maybe you could adjust the machine to pitch where the guy wanted it to pitch. But, you know, if I'm throwing batting practice to, say, Joey Gallo back in the day for the home run derby,
okay,
big left-handed power hitter,
mm-hmm,
aren't you doing nothing but putting him on the inside corner of the plate and having him just kick out the right leg a little bit and just drive it down the line, pull everything?
It's an interesting point. Dan, what do you think?
Whatever.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, man.
That's a great contribution to the show, Dan.
If you had a jugs machine that was throwing to exactly the same spot every time, yeah, I think you'd totally make hay.
Or pretty close. Sometimes
I think you'd make hay. Once you found it, it'd be gone. And fatigue would be the only question in the home run derby then.
Which is pretty much already the question we're in the middle of right now.
So,
is who burns out fastest?
You know what you could do with that, though? If the jugs machine is throwing strikes, you step in there and you get, forget the clock, you get 12 swings because you don't have to wait for a better pitch. You know, now it's on the clock. What if you got, all right, here, you get 15 pitches.
Mm-hmm.
It would move along a little more quickly. I think the thing is some kind of boring. It would keep the guys fresher. You know, you wouldn't get exhausted swinging the bat for, and how long is each session? Is it a minute straight? You could slow down. You could build the drama.
I'm watching this for Cal Raleigh tonight.
Yeah.
That's why we're watching it. I want to see what Cal Raleigh does. That's it.
I feel like, okay, maybe that is a wheel that squeaks a little bit, but the biggest wheel that is squeaking is the fact that you can't get Aaron Judge to do the home run derby, and you can't get the top tier guys to want to go up there and slug bombs.
How many slam dunk contests has LeBron James
Case
been in?
And point
exactly right.
That is what all these all-star games need to figure out, is they need to figure out a way to get the top tier talented guys to show up and A, play in them, and B, be a part of the weekends as well. Until you figure that out, to me, it's all ancillary. You have got to figure out how to get Aaron Judge out there. You've got to figure out how to get Shohei Ohtani out there.
I would tell you, though.
Ronald Acuna, stepping out of it now. It's like, what are we doing here?
Help me with this. Cal Raleigh or the field?
I'd say the field because it's a home run derby.
I mean, yeah, this isn't hitting home runs. This is putting on a sideshow.
Like that, to me, though, that's what you got to figure out.
Yeah, but I still go back to, and who was it, Dan? Who did we have on the show? Who I asked about the home run derby screwing up your swing.
Petriello, who says it's hogwash?
Yeah, Mike said it was hogwash.
Hogwash.
And I think that's interesting that he said that. I don't think players think that way. I think some players probably still think, yeah, I don't need to do that. Thanks. I don't want to mess with what's working. And I can't blame him for that. Can you?
No, I wouldn't want. I think I'd want to do it if I was young, and I thought it was cool in the beginning. Yeah. Just at this point, it's like if you're an established veteran, I don't know that I'm doing it. What do you have to gain? That's a question.
That's a good question. Bob's in Garfield Heights. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Jeff, to your point, you really can't use a jugs machine. The batter wants to see that arm coming. That's why. So wherever you're going to throw from, they pick it up in the hand.
I get that, Bob. When you run a jugs machine, you can hold the ball up and like you, time it. Like,
I know,
how that works.
But you got to see the motion, and that's what it is. You can't just drop it into the jugs and expect you don't see the ball coming out of the hand.
That's true. And thank you, Bob. But if you hold up a ball for a jugs machine, you know, and show it to
which
the batter.
Which is what you're supposed to do.
Exactly. Yeah. You show it to the batter, you put it on the rack, it rolls down and shoots. And that way, it's a similar timing type of thing. I think it might be a little bit more entertaining.
To have the jugs machine?
Yeah. I don't know.
I think if somebody got hot, it'd be super entertaining. And but if you can't find your rhythm there, then you got
to change the whole structure of it. Though I think you'd also have to get rid of the clock and just do a number of pitches. Anthony's in Cleveland Heights.
Heights. How about this idea for the All-Star game? And this goes for all of the sports entirely. Why don't we just get rid of it? Because it's kind of outlived its usefulness at this point.
It's the one game that's worth a hoot, Anthony.
I'm actually glad that Jose is not playing. I wish Stephen Kwan would say I'd rather rest than play in this meaningless exhibition. But I will say this, though. How about this? 2028, eliminate the All-Star game, start the season a week early, suspend the season for 2 weeks when the Olympics start, let the players play in the Olympics, and put all the games at the cathedrals of baseball in the United States. Fenway, Yankee Stadium, Pac-Bell Park.
Love it. Love it.
With the gold medal at Dodger Stadium. There you go.
Why not? Why about here? Why can't we do it here?
This not is the a best bad idea, weather. Anthony.
Let's have the gold medal here.
Not a bad idea.
I know it's supposed to be in L.A. They're hosting, but why not?
Mike Exisa covers baseball for CBS Sports. I can't wait to get his impression on what the Guardians did yesterday, where they took their whole concept of drafting either young pitching or college pitching, especially college pitching, or middle infielders who don't hit for power. Throw it out the window. Bring on the big guys who can hit it a mile if they hit it. Exisa next on Baskin and Phelps.